Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. If you're new and you haven't been familiar with my voice yet, again, my name is Peter Mingles. We do this radio show whether Janine is here or not. This is Janine Avila's radio show. We do this every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. And I playfully say I've known Janine for a real long time. We were first introduced through a great friend of ours, mutual friend. Her name is Doris Wood, and Doris passed, I think, in May on the 16th of this past year. But I always like to give her credit for where credit is due. She put us both together again, or both together for the first time, rather. And she was a guest host, meaning Janine was a guest host on Doris's radio show, and we had such a good time. She called me back several months or whatever later, and she says, you know, I really enjoyed doing that, and maybe we could do some more of those radio shows. And I said, that's a really good idea, because one thing that I learned when I was interviewing Janine on Doris's show is that she was, you know, she's good at what she does. She walks the walk. She talks the talk. She's no nonsense. She's going to give you the straight scoop. And whatever she's doing in the industry, whether she's a consultant or a distributor or whatever she might be doing, you're going to learn something from Janine, whether it's for the business or for your life in general. And we were just kind of chatting a little bit before this radio show. She had last week off, so we're doing the part two of a radio show that we did a little bit earlier on how to build a home-based business. But I was just chuckling a little bit as I was trying to envision what Janine had mentioned. She said she tripped again. She's like the Mr. Magoo of Building Fortress Radio. But she tripped again, and she hit her head on a counter in an airport. I'm like, how low could that counter have been? Because Janine is like 5'2". I don't know how did Janine get kind of tiny. Like, what'd you trip up? What are you, like Joe Biden? You trip up on a countertop? What the hell? But anyway, so she is here on Building Fortress Radio talking about whatever we're going to talk about. Anyway, the fun part is showing up is the most important thing. And she was saying that she listened to last time's radio show to kind of catch up on where she left off. And I'm like, we don't care. Let's just have a good radio show. Anytime you're slinging some sentences together, we're all going to be learning about whatever it is that we're talking about. So thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. Now I feel compelled to explain that. It wasn't my fault that I fell. This man had his bag sticking out in a restaurant, and it was dark, and I didn't see it, and I tripped and fell. So anyway, what are you going to do? But anyway, yeah. I'm grateful that I didn't get hurt worse than I did, but I'm glad to be here. And in part one, we were doing tips from working from home. So no matter what you're doing, if you're working from home, whether you work for somebody else or you're an entrepreneur and you're building your own business, there's things you can do to make it better, more profitable, and easier to work from home. So if you're listening tonight and you didn't hear part one of this podcast, you can find that on buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, or you can go to JanineAvila.com, and there's a tab at the top that says podcast. You click that, and it'll show you what you missed last week. But we got down all the way to number 8. I gave 7 tips, and the last one, just as a recap, which is critically important for success and peace for working at home, is setting guidelines with your family. And it's about having the talk. And I talked about that last week, and letting people know you're working from home, and these are the hours, and these are my rules. And it just keeps you from trying to work and having people come in and intrude, and then you kind of have to shoo them away, and that doesn't feel good. And you can lose, you know, your focus of what you were working on. So step 7, setting guidelines from your family, was where we left off with the last show, part one. And we're going to jump right into number 8, managing your day. This is critically important when you're working from home, because if you have a certain specified start time that your company or whoever you're working for has you start, or even if you're making your own time, it's really a lot of fun, actually, when you're making your own time. because you can design your start to your day around what your habits and patterns are. As for me, I'm an early bird. I like to get up early. I like to get a head start on the day while other people are still sleeping. That's the way I like to do it. Other people are not morning people. So what's important is that you manage your start time and you let other people know when you start so they know. If you're the kind of person that likes to get up early, then let people know these are your hours, this is when they can reach you. That's a really important part of communication and working from home. So that's number 8, and that's pretty simple. You just figure it out. You block it off in your calendar. You tell your family, this is when I'm working. This is when I've got my space. This is when I need quiet. And adjusting it according to, like, if a spouse goes to work or kids go to school or with when you're your very best, that's critically important for your success. Number 9 is limiting distractions. When you're working from home, it can be so easy to get distracted. You can start browsing the internet. You're looking for stuff. People are coming and going. But when you work from home and profit is at stake, you want to be focused, and you need to let people know that you are home, but you're working. I work from home, and I'll be on the computer. I'll be on the phone. You have to tell people that. Or the next thing you know, they're, like, dropping in to visit, or they're asking you to go pick up their kids or their dry cleaning or whatever it is. So you want to set specific times. And if this is hard for you, you can set a timer. If you have an Alexa in your house, you can tell her to set a reminder, or you can set it on your phone. Siri, you guys know how to do all that. But I think it's very important to have specific work hours. And you can always adjust them if you need to. And then you plan your errands around your work time. But that way you're treating your business seriously. Number 10, this is so important. Plan your breaks. You can't focus and work all day, every day. You might try, but you'll burn out. So one of the most important practices is planning time to disconnect. And the way I do this, and I'll give you, you know, 5 tips right now. But the way I do this is that when I'm on the phone or I'm on the computer for a while, I like to break and do something tactile. Like I'll go fold laundry, I'll make the bed, I'll do things around my house to just kind of get me away from the computer and that focus. And it changes my mood a little bit. But in the tips I have for you here, number 1, you can take a little walk around the block if you live somewhere where you can do that. Have lunch with your family. You can take a trip to a coffee shop. A lot of people like to do stuff like that. I have a friend that's been on the show before, Carolyn, Dr. Carolyn. She likes to break from her house and go to a coffee shop and work. 10 minutes just watching cat videos or puppy videos or something. Everybody likes different things. It's just to take your mind away and to give you a mental break. And another thing is an afternoon snack. And I talked in the last show about stocking your fridge and having healthy snacks and planning that. So you want to have a nice afternoon snack, and it helps you. You look at your watch or you put it in your calendar, and you're like, it's time for my carrot sticks and ranch or whatever it is that you're doing. But it's a plan to break, and those things make you feel good about yourself. You're taking care of yourself, and you actually do a better job when you take these little mental breaks and nurture yourself and then get back to work. Before I jump into number 11, Peter, do you have anything you want to contribute or add?
No. In reference to time wasting, I think everybody's got an individual, like, fingerprint, if you will, of their time wasting habits. So I guess it's time to identify where you get stuck in that trap. So whether it's checking email and then all of a sudden you get wasted in that, or reading the news or reading a headline and all of a sudden you get wasted into that, meaning like it drags you in and all of a sudden you don't realize, but a half an hour later, you're still there. So everybody's got their own personalized time-wasting traps. You know what's bad for you or what's good for you. So just identify yours and then stay away from them.
Well, and that's really important what Peter just said. Identify what's good for you. And that's the thing. We're all different. And that's the important. That's the fun, actually, of working from home and customizing your setup and your day and how you do things. That's the real freedom you get when you control your own life. This is sort of a, I'm going to say it's kind of an obvious one, but sometimes we don't pay attention, stretch and move around. Sometimes we catch ourselves, we're just sitting at our desk for so long, and there's no reason to get up. So you have to force yourself to get up. And, you know, if you have an iPhone, it's going to probably bug you to get up like mine does. It tells me that I've been sitting for too long. But get up and walk into another room, or like, as I previously said, walk around the block. But just set things in place, because you can get sore muscles, fatigue, and a bad neck from just sitting there staring at the computer all the time. So you just get up and stretch throughout the day. And these are the things that if you're working in an office, you're probably generally getting up and walking around. But when you're at home, you may not be doing that so much, especially if you have a real busy day. So make sure you plan time to stretch and move around. Pay attention to your posture. There's a lot that you can do when you're sitting up straight, and it's easy to hunch over and slump over, and then pretty soon you have a headache and you don't know why, or here it is, you know. So just pay really good attention to your posture, your chair size. And, you know, I talked a little bit about this in office setup, but pay attention to the screen in front of you and adjust things, and just make sure you're very comfortable and everything is ergonomically correct. And your keyboard. I see a lot of people working off a laptop and they're hunched over on the couch and it's just not good posture. So I think that's enough said about that. Just to call attention to it, just check yourself. Number 13 is to be intentional about communication. You know, you have email, you have chat messages, you have phone calls, you have video conferencing. So that's why, if you heard part one, I talked about taking a shower, getting ready. You know, if you're a woman, putting your makeup on or whatever you do, or man, you know, get at least, you know, a shirt. So that if you need to jump on a call or somebody says, can you get on real quick, turn your camera on. But you know that you're going to be doing chat, email, phone, and video. So you want to be intentional about that and plan your communication and whatever you're best at. For me, I'm best at email because I work with a lot of different time zones. So I have my world clock set. Like, what time is it in Dubai? What time is it in Texas? What time is it in New York? What time is it in Singapore? So I have all this stuff set up. So I make it easy for myself. You don't want to make anything hard on yourself. That adds stress, and it just contributes to an unhappy work environment. So number 14, check your video. You want to look your best for your video calls, so check your background, you guys. I cannot tell you. You've probably seen enough funny stuff on like Facebook or YouTube, but beware of your background. I told my son the other day, I'm going to be on a Zoom call, and I don't care if you have to army crawl across the kitchen. You do not walk through here in your boxers. So you have to let your family know you're on a Zoom. Pay attention to your background. You don't want to have distracting things in your background, pets walking around, other things. And I see some people blur their background, which is fine. But if you do that, you have to know how to do that. Because how many of us have been on Zoom calls with someone who blurred their background and their head's like going in and out, it's like a floating head. And that in itself is distracting. And why that's important is it's hard to sell or make a point when you've got some kind of funky stuff like that going on. So you just want to learn about it and really pay attention to that. And we are going to take a quick break. And, Peter, I'm going to go to commercial and let you do that. Peter, are you there?
Okay, we're going to be right back. Yeah, no,
okay.
We're right here. I put myself on mute, okay. So I didn't have any background noise. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. But my quick commercial break isn't working. Come on. Push button.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Janine. Janine is not in her regular location. She's somewhere else, and she's got some stuff going on, so we're here doing radio shows. Anyway, so I always say there's a little acronym that I use called AHAMIA, Always Handle Awkward Moments in Advance, number one. And the other one is IDIA, I-D-I-A. I did it anyway, so when we she decided that instead of doing a replay, we're going to do one anyway, we did one anyway wherever she is. So, Janine, are you back?
So thank you. I had a little. I'm over here talking about back there and nose, and I've got stuff going on back here. So I went on mute and went to a commercial and handled it. But thank you, Peter. Thank you so much.
It's okay. Hey, you know the one thing that I've learned. You know what? One of the things that I learned when I started working from home is most of us, when we start working from home, that means we were working somewhere else. So we were used to the professional nature of working from somewhere else. You close your office door, nobody else interrupting you, all that sort of stuff. You're not really interrupted by life. And when you're working from home, all of a sudden, like you're working from home. Like the dogs could bark, the mailman might knock on the door, all the things you want to try to control, you can't, and everything always happens at the worst possible scenario. So I just said, you know what? I'm just going to explain that because, sincerely, I'd rather be working from home than anywhere else. Like, there's lots of places I might want to visit, but as far as work, I'd rather work from home. So the background noise that we sometimes hear is not only expected, but it's also welcome. And most people, believe it or not, that you might be listening, that might be listening in, that work corporate jobs will probably be saying, amen, yeah, I get it. Like, I'd rather be there with background noise and all. Like, you know, like what they say about Shakespeare, warts and all, you know. So I'd rather have that sort of stuff. Dogs barking, leaf blowers, yep, the whole shooting match.
Right. Well, I'm at my grandson's house in California, and they're having a birthday party on Saturday, so he's in the backyard squirting the window, and I'm sitting in this office going, oh, I didn't do what I just said. I didn't go tell him I'm going to be on the radio show in here.
Right. No squirting windows. No squirting windows.
Yep.
There's a golden rule. No squirting the windows.
Yeah, I know. But
you know what? Let me just interrupt one more time. There's lots of people that might be listening and they're running corporate jobs that could not even go to that birthday party or whatever it is that you might be doing because of their job. How many people are misguided loyalty? You know, misguided loyalty. I didn't do whatever because I was staying at the job doing whatever. So I missed all those things that are important to life. So back to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly true because that's part of the beauty of freedom is being able to be here when my great-granddaughter turns 4 and being here with the kids and seeing my mom and traveling around and still being able to do this. But that's what you work for. You have the freedom to live your own life and set your own rules. And sometimes you get a little background in the process. So anyway, check your video. As I was saying before the background noise started, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to look, you know, picture perfect, but just check your background. Make sure you look okay. Have a look at yourself before you jump on the video because it's better to check yourself than have somebody else tell you. But if they tell you to, hey, like Peter said, that's the way it is. You want to make sure you keep your workspace clean. Believe it or not, when you're in a cluttered work environment, it can be really distracting and hard to focus. People don't realize that. That's why I kind of harp on that a lot about, you know, like Marie Kondo. I'm not like her, but I do know every night before I finish, no matter where I am in the world, I tidy up my desk, I put things away because it's very difficult to work in a cluttered work environment, and it's not good for you. Make sure your connections are good if you're traveling and working from home. A lot of times, we saw this during the pandemic, is that everybody was working from home, mom, dad, kids trying to do school, and people needed to upgrade their bandwidth. So you may need to do that. And that's something easy to do. So if you're having trouble with your connection, don't just suffer and struggle with it. you know, call whoever you get your internet providing, your internet provider through, and talk to them about upgrading your service due speed tests. There's things you can do because you don't want to be freezing up and lagging when you're trying to work and make a point. 17, work from home. You might have sensitive information that's confidential, and you want to make sure you understand what your company's policies are. If you don't have your own business, if you have your own business, just be careful. Everybody in my family knows they cannot just sit down and use my computer. It's off limits. Even if, you know, it's password protected, but it's up when I'm working. But my family knows they can't just sit down. This is my work computer that I use for my work and my business, and it's not a toy for them to play games on or surf or whatever. They can do that on their phone. And that's as simple as just communication, like what I talked about with having that talk with your family. But you want to be aware if you have sensitive information, finances or anything like that on your screen, you want to make sure you put that away before you take a break. Another thing that's really helpful is that whatever you use, I use Microsoft Outlook, and I will set away messages if I'm on vacation or if you do that with your chat or whatever, so people know what to expect from you. If you're on vacation, and I'll just talk about somebody I was trying to get a hold of all week this week. It was time sensitive. There was no away message set. I couldn't figure out what happened to this guy. And I actually texted him today, and then he said he was on vacation. He was gone, but there was no away message set. And it's a really important thing to do. So it helps protect you, and it helps your customers know, oh, okay, let me table this until next week. So if you don't know how to do that, learn how to do it. Google's your friend. You can Google anything and ask it how to do anything, and it'll tell you. I'm going to finish up here, Peter. We have just a few minutes left, but be kind to yourself. Give yourself grace. We're humans. We're not robots. So don't be hard on yourself. If you're struggling to focus and function at your full productivity, figure yourself out. Give yourself breaks. Do what's very best for you in your work environment, and what you'll find is you'll be happy, more positive, more peaceful, and more profitable. And you want to enjoy working from home. You don't want it to turn into being something that a drudge and that you dread doing. You can design it however you want, and that's up to you. And that's kind of, I think, the most important thing. There's freedom in that. You can set your work environment how you want it. You don't have to have it the way they did it corporate. You have it what's custom to you and what works for you and what you like. You want to be kind to yourself, have those good healthy snacks nearby, take those breaks, mind your posture, you know, set reminders to help take pressure off yourself, and just really enjoy working from home. It's a great thing. I love it. We talked in the first show about not having to de-ice the car or spend all that money on gasoline or fuel and traveling and all those different things you can do. There are so many benefits to owning your own business and working from home. You're the boss of you. It's by design. You can set it up exactly how you want it to be. And it's a work in progress. Check in with yourself like every, you know, few months and say, do I need to move this? How am I doing? And is that working for me? Because sometimes things that work for me at one point don't work for me later. I just get tired of it. I realize this is really not the best, and I want to change it around. So, Peter, do you have any closing comments before we sign off here?
Nope, all good things. If you have to run, I'll wrap up the radio show. So for those people who have been listening in, you've been listening to Janine Avila. If you go to JanineAvila.com, you'll be able to hear this podcast. She's a business coach, so she's always looking for clients as well. So if you like her style and you know she's going to be able to help you, make sure you catch up with her with all of those things are concerned. She lives her life by design, which is really kind of great, and she happens to be traveling for right now. Let's see. Oh, and she dropped off, so I'm going to wrap up this with Janine's business information. So you go to JanineAvila.com, Janine, A-V-I-L-A.com, And we've been doing this radio show for a real long time. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, that's buildingfortunesradio.com/JANINE, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows, and you'll be able to pick up part number one, and you could always share this again, part number two, with people in your business. So thanks for being here. For those people listening in, we'll be back next week with either a live or a replay, and we're going to catch everybody next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Now you can save on Cox Internet by adding Cox Mobile, so you can do everything you want, everywhere you want. Stream the big game with fiber-powered speeds at home, or capture it courtside on your phone with unbeatable 5G reliability on the go, so you can do more without spending more. Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile. Learn more at cox.com/internet. Not all services and features available everywhere. Other restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.